Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Grace Marie Turner is here. She's our longtime Brain Trust member, original founding member, actually, of the Brain Trust. More than 15 and a half years now, by now, member of our Brain Trust, the president of the Galen Institute, and nobody knows more about healthcare policy than she does, and we're so happy and fortunate over the years to have had her wisdom with us. And Grace Marie, welcome back. But the first thing I want to say to you is, when you were on the show this summer talking about strategy for the launch of Obamacare, for dealing with the budget continuing resolutions, for dealing with the Republicans, dealing with the Democrats, dealing with the president, I have to say that when you were talking about the strategy to use and the strategy not to use, you were right.
I wish I were not, Jim.
I know, I do too. But you said let me set it up. You said that if the Republicans make Obamacare, defunding Obamacare, repealing Obamacare, if they take that fight to the floor, they will lose. They should focus on what's wrong with Obamacare and not try to fight a battle they can't win, but instead just shine a light on all the things that are wrong with Obamacare. That's essentially what I remember you saying, and you were right.
Exactly right. And they, what I told them, and I told them in no uncertain terms, folks, I've been in this city for several decades. I know how things play out. When you shut down the government, you better have a really good defensible reason for it, that you pretty much have 100% support behind,
right?
Because otherwise the shutdown itself starts to be the issue. World War II, Veterans Memorial being shut down.
Right.
That the military not getting paid, etc., and it obscures what your issue is, and their issue wasn't a winning issue anyway. There was never going to be a defund,
right,
Obamacare bill.
No matter how much they were right. Let's assume for the moment they were right. It doesn't matter. You weren't going to win this. No amount of public opinion was going to change this, but instead, here's what's happening. Here's why Grace Marie was right, folks. What has happened is the government is shut down. Obamacare launched, and the government shut down at the same moment. Grace Marie, what, talk about it, an ironic coincidence there. It's just amazing. In the process of that, Obamacare had a horrible rollout, and yet, because the way the House Republicans, and you got to give Senator Ted Cruz, part of this too, because of the way they behaved, their numbers went down, and Obamacare numbers went up. Grace
That's
Marie,
not,
how could Obamacare numbers go up with this horrible rollout?
How could any more things go wrong than have?
Yeah.
And this rollout has been an absolute calamity. And that's not been the main show. And actually, some liberal reporters have written that, saying, how can Republicans be so stupid that they basically shot themselves in the foot two or three times with this?
Yep.
They lost the story. They didn't talk about the individual mandate, which is the most unpopular part of Obamacare. People still don't even know that's there. And they stepped on the story about this incredibly horrible rollout.
There should have been nothing in the news but Obamacare.
And by the way, they could have won, likely, if they would have asked for a one-year delay of Obamacare.
Right.
Because you can see the administration probably would have bought that, because they probably knew this was coming.
They didn't get their delay.
Yes. And if you've gotten the delay, you could have thrown it into the 2014 elections and had the debate over Obamacare that we should have had in 2012,
right,
but couldn't because of the candidate.
Well, let's quickly try to make an omelet out of these broken eggs, Grace Marie. The government's going to get funded. They're going to solve that problem this week. Over the next year, Obamacare is going to be whatever it's going to be for individuals. Is it possible that in a year from now, when before the 2014 elections, Obamacare will continue to be so ugly, we'll forget about what just happened, and the fact that Obamacare has been around a year and more people hate it than ever before, could that be wind up being a good thing in the 2014 elections for Republicans?
I actually wrote yesterday a piece about the 10 things that are going to be coming that also are going to be maybe not as big a story as the disastrous rollout, but a lot of people are going to be unhappy with this law because it starts to get very personal.
And when we come back after these messages, I'm going to get Grace Marie to talk to us about those 10 things right after these messages. Galen.org is her website, by the way, GALEN.org. I'm Jim Blasingame. Grace Marie Turner and I will be right back. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.